Collards are more than just a side dish on a Southern holiday table. In a way, they're part of the cultural fabric of eastern North Carolina. PRE's Jared Brumbaugh has more on how this humble cruciferous vegetable has become a tradition in the Tar Heel State.
They're everywhere across eastern North Carolina this time of year. Roadside stands with hand-painted signs with the message, collards for sale.
They love collards this time of year, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And when the cold weather hit them, they want collards because they taste sweet.
Along Highway 17 South, just outside of New Bern, Dalton Staten runs a produce stand selling cabbage, potatoes, turnips, and sweet potatoes that he grows on his two-acre plot. He says the big seller right now are his yellow cabbage collards.
Oh, they're beautiful. I got a field full of them.
71-year-old Staten says he's been farming his entire life. He says people from Craven and Jones counties are regulars at the stand. He even has a customer that drives from Jacksonville for collards.
And she bought for her sister, cousin, nephew, and she bought a whole lot to take back.
Collards are a quintessential southern food that's gaining popularity around the country. The leafy green, cool-season vegetable is touted as a superfood rich in vitamins A, C, and K, plus iron and calcium. Historically, people relied on collards because they were relatively easy to grow and they provided a form of sustenance during colder months.
The earliest records of collards are coming over here as part of the transatlantic slave trade. They appear in Virginia as early as the 1600s.
Curator at the North Carolina Museum of History, Earl Imes.
Collard greens are one of the few vegetables or fruits that people from Africa who were enslaved were allowed to grow.
Imes is a seventh-generation North Carolinian and a farmer in Johnston County. He uses the crops he grows to teach the history of how certain foods become part of Southern culture and cuisine.
Collards are something that people who were formerly enslaved were encouraged to grow to feed themselves. And then that grew out of feeding an entire plantation and communities. The same thing goes with, say, sweet potatoes or rice, peanuts, okra.
Eventually, Imes says early settlers migrated south from Virginia, bringing their foodways with them.
And of course, a lot of that cultivation tended to be concentrated in our coastal plain in the eastern part of the state.
The long tradition of growing collards continues. North Carolina is third in the nation for collard production, just behind South Carolina and Georgia at number one. Three common varieties of collards are grown in our state. Most of us are familiar with cabbage collards. Southern collards, also known as Georgia collards, are usually found in grocery stores. And there's an heirloom variety called Morris Heading that not a lot of folks are familiar with.
I like to refer to them as the Cadillac of collard greens. They are a smaller variety and tend to have a little sweeter taste to them.
Many farmers in eastern North Carolina say it's a banner year for the crop, despite a dry summer and Hurricane Dorian back in September. For the sweetest taste, lots of folks look forward to the first frost, saying it makes the greens less bitter.
It's an eastern North Carolina comfort food. Especially at the holidays, people just, you know, want them on the table.
That's Warren Brothers, a fifth-generation farmer and owner of Brothers Farms in LaGrange. Brothers grows about an acre of organically raised cabbage collards that he sells at farmers markets in Greenville and Kinston, as well as local restaurants. He says collards are popular to grow because they're hardy, fast-growing plants that thrive in poor sandy soil.
And it can stand everything but a single digits. I mean, it'll go down into teens pretty good, depending on where it is and how healthy it is going into it.
More than 400 farms across North Carolina grew over 1,000 acres of collards, according to the last census report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Collard production is hard to track since it's not a major crop in North Carolina. There's also no requirements for farmers to register their acreage. Brothers says now is the peak of collard season.
And it kind of makes sense. The cold probably, it may even tenderize. Think about it. You know, the tissues of the collard leaf getting below freezing. The saying is it makes them sweeter or makes them taste better, so I don't know. I believe it. You have to if you live around here.
Since the weather is right, we hit the road for the Collard Festival in Aden. For more than 40 years, the town has held the annual event that boasts an attendance of around 10,000. Among the festival goers this year is Janine Hardy, a longtime Aden resident, and six-time collard cooking contest winner.
I know they would ask you if, you know, what you put in your collards. And I told him, I said, all I do is put a little country ham, a little fried meat grease and a little bit of side meat, and that's it.
Like many family traditions, Hardy says her collard recipe and cooking technique was passed down through the generations.
When my mom was living, my daddy, he raised his own hogs and, you know, fixed his own meat and stuff. And that's what she used, was straight out of what they called the smokehouse. And she could cook better collards than me now, I can tell you.
The distinct smell of collards permeates the air as one of the vendors makes a culinary concoction known as the cornbread collard sandwich. It's a generous helping of juicy collards between two pieces of salty, deep-fried cornbread.
45 seconds, folks. Let's give them a cheer for the last minute. Let's go.
One of the highlights of the event is the collard eating contest. The all-time record for the most collards consumed in 30 minutes is 6.5 pounds. If you've never made collards before, here's a simple breakdown of how most folks in eastern North Carolina prepare them. First, you should start with cabbage collards, which are sweeter than other varieties. Remove the stems and wash the leaves thoroughly. Then, in a large pot, combine water, salt, and some sort of fat, something like bacon grease, country ham, or salt pork. Simmer for about 30 to 45 minutes to season your water, kind of like a broth. Then add in your collard greens and cook until tender, another 45 minutes to an hour. Then strain them, chop, and serve. So I made these and took them to PRE for a taste test.
Obviously it looks like spinach a little bit.
Very good.
I'm not sure what I can quite equate it to.
I tried to make these myself before and they didn't turn out this good. I think there's a reason why people take great pride in when they make it well.
Some people put hot sauce on them, some people put vinegar.
Yeah, it's good.
Good. Amazing.
Yeah, real good. Those are good collards, brother.
Yeah, please help yourself.
Make sure I save some for other people.
Can't say I'm a collard fan. It was perfectly acceptable. How about that?
I'll take it.
Perhaps it's an acquired taste. Many locals who enjoy collards wait for this time of year. If you've never cooked collards before, give them a try. It's pretty easy, and they may even end up on your Thanksgiving table. You can find a recipe for Southern collards at our website, publicradioeast.org.